Blog Talk Radio.
Always got to thank you, my supporters, as my platform continues to build. So don't sleep on me. Got a lot going on in this 2015 year. And as always, I tell people, if you want to be successful, you got to surround yourself around positive energy so you can focus on your plans and your provision. Remember, this is what the show is all about. It's about inspiring, motivating, and networking in the best possible situation. All right, y'all, I'm still looking for my independent artists to submit your MP3 submissions to opentalk2yahoo.com so I can get your music on the rotation. Last week on the show, had the Basketball Wives, had Miss Tammy Roman up in here talking about her new projects. She's right here in Houston, Texas, y'all. She's right here. Got a radio show, starting her own reality show. So, y'all, definitely check her out. She got a lot of stuff going on. Today on this show, got a hot producer from Atlanta. Got James Worthy up in here. So, y'all, definitely check out his interview and see what he's up to. And he's looking for new artists to get out there. So, definitely check him out as well. Also, you know, if looking for my women from Houston only, if y'all got what it take, you want to play women's professional football, y'all definitely hit up www.HoustonPowerFootball.com or email me opentalk2yahoo.com. It's not too late. They can have some private, not private training, but private tryouts for you. But spring training has started, so they are looking for some good women to play. So if you got what it take, to big girl panties on and come on out there and show them what you can do. All right, y'all, I want to switch gears a little bit, have my ear to the street. Y'all know I had watched my baby daddy last night. I had to watch him. What's up, MJ?
What's going on?
Got my girl rolling with me today. Now, hey. The puzzle is the puzzle complete. Girl, did you see my boo last night?
That bum.
You better leave my baby alone. You are just a hater, just a hater.
He is a bum, and you know it.
That is
a
mess. I know. That's my baby, though. I gotta give it to him. Well, at least he did try to save his little marriage. He went to Germany, probably off of VH1
well,
money.
Yes, but they've been down this road again.
Yeah. That's all right. That's all right. Hopefully he'll get it together. If not, then, you know, he know he can go back to Tyra. So, you know, he either or. Yes. And if neither one of them want him, baby, I'm here. Here I go. Just let me know when you want me to come down there.
You're so cute.
Ooh, sorry. What else? You know, did they show them in DC them last night?
A little bit, but what's up with Rich Dollars and smashing the homies? I mean, come on,
girl.
Now.
Ain't that funny?
What is up with that? That was crazy. Like, come on, the dude. They just broke up like what 2 weeks ago, and you want to?
Girl, probably 2 days ago.
I mean,
well, you know.
Gross.
But if you look at it, old girl was kind of flirting with him, so, you know, she was enticing him because he wasn't really thinking about that. Actually, he wasn't thinking about that.
What the, it don't matter if that's your homeboy. You'd be like, nah, girl, you can't do this. He's my homeboy, but he's trying to get in for himself. Like, ew.
Yeah, he was so trying.
Yeah,
I say, gone, Rich Dollars. And they didn't show our Houston girl last night. I guess they're going to show her next week.
She'll be on the next week, though. She definitely
yeah,
her and Diamond will get into it.
Mm-hmm. Girl, she's going to wear Diamond's little tail out. Diamond better sit down somewhere. But, yeah, it wasn't all that hot last night. You didn't have enough drama for me last night.
I don't know, they kind of laid low a little bit on this one. Yeah, yeah. So what'd you think about Black Ink Crew? That doggone old ish dude, man. I swear, he on no level. I don't even know why
Girl.
He engaged this
dude. He is a drug head. But you know what? He got to be good in the sack, because, baby, he got baby mama drama. He got to
be.
He must put it down.
He got to be. Come on. What's the deal? I mean, seriously.
That is too funny. That is too funny.
Yeah.
Girl, I don't know.
He need to call in and let us know what's the secret or something.
I know. We have to get him on the show and get him on the live show so he can actually just talk to everybody and see what's going on.
Yes,
I know that. Well, I know my have and have nots is coming on tonight, so I definitely got to stay tuned to that. I know you're not into that one. But Tyler Perry, I am. I love my have and have nots. I know Wednesday nights is your day, but your empire.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I love it, man. Gotta love it.
Yeah, I love them too, child. I be jamming they little songs, child.
Hey, can we touch on the Real Housewives of Atlanta right quick?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what happened on Atlanta?
Oh, my God, that was, like, the weirdest episode ever. I mean, like, seriously, you go by hearsay of what's going on, and Cynthia, who don't even know the deal, or don't even know, she got second-handed, gonna confront Phaedra about it. Like, seriously, what they got to do with you? What does that have to do with you? Oh,
She was itching to get that up out of there.
Yes, it was like the place and time for that.
Even Nene turned around on that one. Nene said the same thing. Nene was like, why is she even talking about this?
Yeah, why are you so invested into what happened between Phaedra and Apollo?
Girl, she sure was.
That's stupid.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy, though. And, I guess Portia had mixed feelings about Candy didn't run after Phaedra fast enough.
Yeah, they've been homegirls for a while, and Phaedra ain't seen Candy the whole time.
Well, like Candy say, at the beginning of the show, she say, if her money looking funny, she ain't, she going to her own little thing, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I understand that, but at least call, stuff going down. You at least go call your homegirls and say, hey, I'm thinking about you, I can't talk a lot, but here and there, come on now.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I guess we'll find out sooner or later.
We sure will. We definitely gonna find out about that. So, who knows? What else happened on that? That was really it, really. Nothing else happened.
That was a big deal right there. That whole little table thing. And Phaedra, I think she just got real hood at that table.
She did. She grabbed that clutch. She grabbed that clutch. I'm like, wow.
Woo!
Okay.
Shawty came out of her for real.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, MJ, for rolling with me today.
Well, thank you for having me.
All righty. Again, going to have my hot producer from the ATL, y'all. He works with a lot of people. He's working right now with Sarah Stokes. He has worked with Bobby Brown, Young Bird, just countless people. He has a big project he's working on. So with that being said, I'm going to drop the best of South Deep. Just going to play a little, maybe 3-4 minutes of it, so not a lot of it. And James, y'all, your team, y'all listening at this, because you might want to sign them. So going to play a best of South Deep, so y'all hold tight. Don't move. And after this, Mr. Worthy would definitely be in the building with me. So hold on, don't move. You're hanging with your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk Scoop.
Yo, what's up? I'm Julio with the flow. And you inside the box with my homegirl Cindy on Open Talk 2. Yo, get in the box with Cindy on Open Talk 2. Apulio with the flow. Shaka Zulu, man.
Lego. That pill, that might work. SoundCloud, that might work. Reverse, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work. Facebook, that might work. Reverb, that might work. YouTube, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work.
You, YouTube and Facebook and SoundCloud and Reverb. Instagram and Reels, all you claiming you in beast mode. You gathered all your people together and make them like it. Got a buzz all over the net, now you excited. A lot of y'all taking the credit and even writing. Now you spitting it and come from the heart, you can't recite it. I ain't hating, I'm just speaking the truth. Cause if you market yourself, you get that wealth, more power to you. I got a problem with a lot of the youth. You keep saying you a real ass nigga, you ain't telling the truth. I'm Clark Kent when I step in the booth. I got so deep in this bitch, we getting it. Ain't shit you can do. We the best when we coming for you. We got the talent, the skill, the power, the will. We.
About 20 deep in these trouble we trust. Screaming fire just to let you know that we ain't a pussy hole. We get it how we live by giving it real, even to our foes. Most of y'all know me. I be that nigga from the fire with that Glock 40. You want a villain, it's a villain in me. That made me snap, crackle, and pop when I'm on that Henny. I wreck shop, it's my job to come harder than the next man. Cause my squad is bigger than the X-Clan. Don't make me sick, I'm on you, get them boys. I can't believe they talking noise. They just don't understand what eat them up like army boys. I just come up and get done up when you run up on a crew, nigga. By the screw, nigga, you about to die in a few, nigga. Niggas eating me like I'm no fatter. Till I'm coming across their head like her.
I'm covered with beefers. They said through sneakers for people. Some situations get deeper, but be prepared with the reaper. My whole squad, some cheapers. We lead them busters beneath us. Affiliated with creepers. Forget them tweakers and jeepers. I find my speakers, they love it. Turn up the music and puff it. The middle fingers, they fuck them. They cross the line and we bust them. I'm so aggressive, keep them crunk though. Slang them out the trunk though. Uncle for the ghetto, stay commercial for these Trump folks. I call them with a power line. They never see me coming with it. Call them with their guards. I'm a trophy. Now I'm running with it. Look out for the album when it drop right in your record store. Cause this is but never we gon' stop, we just gon' pimp them out.
What you really wanna do with it? Who me, boy, I'm out the fool with it. Ooh, we South D got the brew sniffin', homie, get your crew. Listen, niggas got the rules, listen. What you really wanna do with it? Who me, boy, I'm out the fool with it. Ooh, we South D got the brew sniffin', homie, get your crew. Listen, niggas got the rules.
What they do over here where you at? They call me the vet. Get animals, take them home and you can figure the rest. The bigger the pet, that make...
You understand me? It don't matter what you tried to do, you couldn't destroy me. I'm still standing. I'm still strong.
You build me up just to break me down. And it's a miracle I feel to see. You build me up just to break me down. And it's a miracle I feel to see.
Can't let these people get the best of me. Cause if I do, I probably end up in the minor league. South people never crumble up, I throw it up in my hood. It's understood that I'm rhyming for the love of music. Let me influence young people of my generation. Don't get discouraged, lose focus on your occupation. I've been turning around, my label say we couldn't make it. Our time arrived, thank God, man, we finally made it. Hard work, criticism, keep me motivated. Throughout the obstacles I'm facing in this wicked nation. Interviews with the radio station make a nigga proud. I've been grinding for a minute, I can't let them down. Rocking crowds with my southern styles. And now my homies jump around, giving niggas pounds. The funky sounds out to try and keep a nigga pumped. With all my work and dedication, I'll be number one.
You build me up just to break me down, and it's a miracle I feel to see. You build me up just to break me down, and it's a miracle I feel to see. You build me up just to break me down, and it's a miracle I feel to see.
Man, ain't too many.
Today on the show, I got a top producer. Straight out of Atlanta. I'm rolling with today, Mr. James Worthy. What's going on, Mr. Worthy?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for taking the time to call the show today.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
All right. Well, tell the listeners, what inspired you to get into the music industry?
Oh, man, you know what? I would say life really inspired me because, you know, when you think about music, music makes you feel different ways and it makes you pull different emotions out of yourself. So I would say life because everything and anything inspires me. Better with anything that I do, so
okay.
That's what I do.
Okay. Well, what other producers or songwriters or artists do you see as your primary inspirations, if any?
Oh, man. I really admire Q-Tip from A Tribe Called Quest. I love Kanye West, of course, Timbaland, Pharrell. Just any producer who, you know, innovated sound and really branded themselves to a way where, you know it's them, but you really can't tell sometimes. You know, that's a sign of a great producer.
Okay. Well, I know you work with a lot of famous artists. So how did you connect with your artists?
Well, a lot of the times it's really based off of relationships. You know, you may know some people in their camp or, you know, a lot of times in my case, I know the artist personally because of, you know, previous work that I may have done and they have heard it before or I may have run into them at a studio or whatever. You know, a lot of times it's just that relationship that I built with them and, you know, we just keep it going.
Okay, okay. Is there any other artist that you have not worked with yet and you like, you possibly want to collaborate with?
I definitely want to get some work on Kanye West. You know, he's pretty much my favorite artist right now, you know.
Is he really? Kanye?
He really is.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. He is so theatrical. I went to a concert that he came to Houston a few months ago, and he wore those masks, and he was just so theatrical. I was like, you know what? Only Kanye. But I don't know. He do have some good music, though. Really, he does, though.
Yeah, you know, I say it's creativity at its finest. You know, I haven't seen an artist who, you know, really takes time and devotes their energy into stage presence, to the music, to fashion, clothing, to just being, you know, there, you know, on point with the culture. You know, I haven't really seen that too much from one artist.
Okay.
That's very important.
Okay. Well, what project are you currently working on now? I know you got a lot of stuff going on. You got your, go ahead. Just tell the listeners what you got going on.
I'm working on Sarah Stokes from Making a Band. We have a brand new single that we're going to be releasing this year, kind of sneak peek.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, also, too, we're doing an entirely EP as well for this year, so that'll be coming out later this year. Working on Truth Hurts. We have a new single as well, called Fight for Love. We're going to be releasing that this summer. And we also have an EP, Mikitaru Shiro. That's going to be coming out this year. And a couple other indie artists that's getting ready to blow. I can't leak out the names just yet.
Okay.
You know, it's a lot of stuff going on. You know, reality shows, stuff, movie scoring, all kinds of stuff.
You busy, huh?
Yeah, you know, you got to stay busy.
Yeah. Yeah, see, that's the lifestyle and lane you live in down there with that producing music and stuff, you know. I don't know. Well, let me ask you, For the young people that's trying to get into the music industry, they want to break into rapping, music, producing, whatever, what advice would you give a person?
My main thing would be to stay true to yourself, you know, because if you, you know, compromise your integrity to do what you really want to do, then it's not going to be genuine and it's not going to be authentic, you know, so, you know, don't fall into what you think, you know, the right thing is because someone else told you what you were doing is not the right way. You know, you always stay true to what you want to do. And once you do that, you can never go wrong.
Okay. Well, I know with Dream Music, there is no room to sleep when creating music. So, however, why is music or emotion, why is that your favorite quote? Why is that? How did you come up with that?
I say that because, you know, it's pretty much a true statement. You know, when you hear different records and when you hear different, you know, different sounds and things like that, you know, it brings out different emotions in your body and your spirit and your mind, you know. When you hear an R&B record, you know, you feel a certain way. When you hear a hip-hop club record, you know, you feel like you want to go to the club. You know, when you, when you hear a rock record, you feel like you want to rock out and go crazy.
That's true.
So different records bring out different emotions in you. So, you know, that's my main focus.
Okay. Well, can you go ahead and give out your Instagram and your Twitter and information for me again?
Definitely. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Dream Music Group. Instagram, James Worthy Hitmaker. Producer, James Worthy on Facebook. You know, I'm on every social media site, you know. If you got any questions or you want to work, just hit me.
Okay. Well, thank you for taking the time to call this show today.
Thank you for having me once again.
All right. Again, that was James Worthy with Dream Music Group. Again, y'all, if you want your music to get heard, you want it to turn into gold, y'all hit him up, tweet him up, email me, opentalk2@yahoo.com, and I can get you connected with him. Hey, y'all want to get it out there, so let's support.
All right, y'all. Hope you enjoyed the interview with, again, Mr. James Worthy. Y'all definitely follow him on Twitter. Y'all email him, tweet him, Instagram him. Not y'all forgot all his information. Hit me up at opentalk2@yahoo.com so I can connect y'all with him. Again, you know, he's looking for some new hot artists to put under his wing. So y'all definitely hit him up, hit him up, hit him up. All right, y'all, again, next week on the show, going to have a hot executive producer. He is the producer of Love Thy Sister. He's have done films. He has done a slew of things. So he's definitely going to be up in here with me next week. His name is Dante Turner. He's going to be here with me. Also going to have Biz Markie. Going to do a Friday night show with Biz Markie. So y'all definitely stay on my blog, stay on my website, www.opentalk2.com. So y'all can hear what me and Biz Markie is working on. Y'all going to be amazed when y'all hear this. So definitely don't sleep on me on that one. Don't forget that, y'all. Next Friday, Biz Markie. Me and him working on something a little sneaky. I'm just going to give y'all a little taste of it. So definitely check us out. Again, y'all got any ideas you want to share, you want to be heard, you want to be interviewed on this show, you're a hot artist trying to get your music out there, hit me up at opentalk2@yahoo.com. I'll definitely play your music on the rotation. Y'all have a good week. Good rest afternoon. Y'all got to wash my hair and have not, so you know what? I'm out of here. I like you,
cut. I just call that anatomy. I was a wage type of nigga. Had to get me a salary.
Money.
And with all this cake, who got time to count calories? I ain't no made man. Shit, you can tell by my slave head. That just mean a young nigga been slaving the man. Success is beautiful, especially when it comes with hate. Cause if niggas ain't hate,
nope.
Then you ain't really made shit.
I'm back like a matrix, flying in a spaceship. So hungry for that money, I can taste it.
Come on.
I do it proper, I'm a scholar, yeah, these bitches not.
Not at all.
Pop my collar on y'all, cause I'm about my dollar.
Baby.
And I plead the fifth. I ain't saying shit.
Nah.
Rave a grown ass man. Who you playing with?
Cut it
I let the haters diss. It's not surprising since a bad boy. I was rough riding, no Jada kiss.
Uh-huh.
And a Rockefeller. You niggas sweet, fuck a beat. If you spit heat, you can speak acapella.
Be quiet.
Real G's bought that cheese, mozzarella. I'm talking lots of cheddar. Lane's been a topic never.
Real niggas rocking with real niggas behind us. We do it for the real on the real. I'ma be honest,
okay.
Your Honor. Hey, for this kid. I'ma plead the fifth,
nothing.
Hey, for this gift, I'ma plead the fifth. It's real niggas marching with real niggas behind us. We do it for the real on the real. I'ma be honest, Your Honor. Hey, hey, for this gift, I'ma plead the fifth,
nothing.
Hey, hey, for this gift, I'ma plead the fifth.
Yeah, that real deep sound. You already know what it is. Your boy Spring, LB, Ray, go. You already know what it is. Ow. Ow. It's Coalition, nigga. You ready? So.
This is South D. This is Will J. Killer T. Hey, what? Kicking it with the homegirl, Cindy. Old and tall, too.
You gotta grind. Gotta grind.
Yeah, we got Cindy on the track. Old school track, new school vibe. You did it with this one, Cindy. Yeah, let's go.
Listen up, I got something to say. I made it to the top from around the way. It's the story of success without selling drugs. My body or my soul, no claims of thugs. I did it the right way, hard work and dedication. With God by my side, I found a motivation. Now I'm living out my dreams. Yo, this is the life. With the knowledge that I'm picking, there's no more strife. No more struggling, this issue's for the birds. It's all about the life, just listen to my words. I'm spitting real game, I want you to take heed. I want you to come up, I'm just planting the seed.
You gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is giving, stay dedicated, see we it, gotta grind. I'm just giving you the real, cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is giving, stay dedicated, see we it, gotta grind. If you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind.
Verse 2, you can call it a guide. The writers on the wall on how to survive. Let them haters hate, let them see you win. First time it don't pop off, then try it again. You got to seize the opportunity, stay ready at all times. This ain't a bunch of hype, I live these lines. I wrote books on business, now I'm rocking the mic. Spitting game to generations, hope my word takes flight. Nothing's been given, have to earn it all. Now I'm passing down the lesson so my people can bow. I'm spitting real game, I want you to take heed. I want you to come up, I'm just planting the seed.
You gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. I'm just giving you the real, cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. If you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta
stay focused in on your mission. Keep them haters out your business. With hard work and dedication, you can get it. Dream big, put the work in with it. Gotta be willing. Achieving on your own too is a hell of a feeling. And me, I'm not the one to tell you hit the block and sell dope. Can't be closed-minded. It's more ways to go and gain dough. It don't make you lame. Little homie, to have your own goals. Don't follow the pack. Be a leader and cut your own role. Now, I ain't telling you something that I done heard. I done caught too many cases getting locked up for the birds. You focus on your dream and grind, you get what you deserve. deserve. You gotta cry before you walk then you can swerve. Big shout out to Cindy, told me come and drop some knowledge. And big shout out to God, because without him I wouldn't prosper. Just trying to motivate the up and coming, stop wildin'. Dream big, go and grind, cause in the end you have the power.
You gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. I'm just giving you the real, cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind.
Sending a shout out to my boy Mo Rock. I see you, baby. Got undisputed PAB on the joint. Making some big moves, doing some big things. Y'all boys better keep up with me.
You gotta grind.